fresh for breakfast. This is a Jess and Tommy podcast. Jess and Tommy's In Case You Missed It.
So you know when you want to get fit, how you're like, oh, I got to get a personal trainer, got to pay someone so much money to tell me what to do because I don't have any fitness qualifications and I really don't know what I'm doing.
And mainly motivation, I think. Having someone yell at you to do a sit-up, you'll do a sit-up.
Okay, I have a better way than all of this because yesterday I was walking around Vic Park Lake and there was a woman who was probably maybe 15 years older than me, so she was probably in her late 30s, I reckon, early 40s. And she was probably 15 to 20 kilos heavier than me.
Okay.
She jogged straight past me when I was walking around the lake. And I was like, that's not good.
So then, I mean, you could jog if you wanted to.
I could jog, but I felt really proud that I'd gone for a walk. I had a big burger at lunch and I was like, I'm going to go for a walk. Then this woman just jogs past me and I was like, ah, well, that's embarrassing. And then,
did she lap you?
No, she didn't lap me.
Oh, okay.
I only do one lap. But I walked from my house.
I didn't give her the chance to lap me. Yeah,
exactly. And then I was like, all right, I got to pick up the pace. Then I noticed two other women, full activewear, full faces of makeup, in their 50s, were gaining on me. And I'm like, no, this isn't happening. This is not happening again. I picked up the pace. I was basically kind of at aqua moves at this stage when the ladies were behind me.
Yeah.
They followed me all the way around. And when I got to the top, back to, around to the top of the lake, I was like, phew, done. Then I turned behind me when I was at the lights where KFC is, right behind me, crossing me, following me, going, oh no, they're going to follow me all the way home. Up Wyndham Street walking. Are these ladies going to turn and go like a different direction?
Full power walking.
Yeah, they were power walking and I didn't have the pride to let them walk past me. So I finally detoured where Nando's was and went down the mall.
Thing is, I detoured into KFC.
Yeah. But I think that's a great way. Employ someone who you perceive, this is the most important thing, who you perceive to be less fit than you to work out with you because you will not want them to do better than you. And I think that's better than a PT. You just need someone there, a little bit chubbier, and you're going, no, he can't run faster than me or she can't lift more than me or whatever it is.
This could be a whole business idea for a new breed of PTs.
Yeah.
50-year-old ladies who everyone is underestimating, they're starting their own business being like, guys, I could beat you. Let's race.
Exactly.
And they get you motivated that way.
Not only that, in the workplace, employ someone who's a little bit worse than you just to keep you on your toes. Jess, that's why I'm here.
Jess and Tommy.
Goulburn Valley's Hit 96.9.